This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you are in the workplace, or today you find yourself as a student, or you're an at-home parent, or maybe you are taking care of a loved one, or just maybe you're someone who has never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose is. Well, the next 30 minutes, we will interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. And we hope you enjoy today's program. Now, what is faith according to the Bible? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And we like to talk on this program about why faith is important. And some from that same book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6 says, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." And our last question here on the intro is, how do you get faith? And from the book of Romans, so faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. So if you didn't get last week's program, you can check out iTunes and download all the podcasts of our previous shows. Or you can also visit the WCHV.com website. We now have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. So this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with today's guests. Please stay with us.
Have you thought about your child's education this fall? Well, now is the perfect time to explore your options. The Covenant School invites kids pre-K through 12 to spend a day with them this spring. Covenant families will tell you it is an exceptional place to learn and grow. Schedule a tour and get to know the Covenant School, where a strong Christian liberal arts and sciences education and vibrant culture create a community of learners and leaders. Call 220-7330 or visit covenantschool.org. Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. From now until April 15th, AARP offers free tax counseling and preparation for all taxpayers with middle and low income tax brackets. A fundraising craft and vendor sale to benefit the Lake Monticello Volunteer Fire Department and Rescue Squad will be March 7th from 9 until 3 in the afternoon at the Lake Monticello Fire and Rescue Building. Artists from City Market, along with other artisans, will be displaying their creations at the 2015 City Market Arts on March 7th from 10 until 4 at Carver Recreation Center. The Sugar Hollow Three Bridges 5 and 10K Race, sponsored by the Whitehall Ruritans, will be on March 14th. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at WCHV.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. And back with us on the program, one of my favorite families is the Cook family, Todd and Lynn Cook. Their two wonderful daughters, Ellie and Finley. Today we have Lynn Cook back with us on the program. Lynn, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
You know, we had so much fun the other day when we had you on the program. I decided we had to get you back on here because we have so much more to talk about. If you would, though, for our listeners, if we could just kind of go back through your faith journey.
Yeah.
And if you could kind of walk us through that. And then I have about 800 questions to ask you.
I bet you do. Like I said last time, I came to faith in Christ when I was 9. I heard the gospel. We were at a revival, my family, but I heard it for myself. And like I think I mentioned, you know, God doesn't have grandchildren. He's going to meet us personally where we are and speak to us one-on-one. And he spoke to me. And I believed him for salvation. And I was in a bit of a cocoon of faith because most of my family are Christians. And I went to a high school where I had many teachers, public high school, with many teachers who were Christians and who really came alongside me and encouraged me. The one thing that was missing is I wasn't really grounded in the Word. Mm. I didn't have someone to come alongside me, disciple me in the Word. And so by the time I went to the University of Florida, you know, around 19, I also had a lot of brokenness and woundedness. My parents were divorced when I was 7, left some real holes and some cracks in the armor, so to speak. And when I got to the university, I was fodder for the enemy. I mean, complete and total fodder. And the wheels just came off. I think I mentioned that to you last time. So I took a little hiatus, as I think you called it, between 19 and 29, when it was a genuine field trip. And it wasn't pretty. But I look back on that now and see in Matthew 13, Jesus gives the parable of the sower, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And he talks about how he scattered seed, and there was some that was taken, I'm wildly paraphrasing, but some was taken by the birds, and then some did not develop deep roots. And that was me, because I loved him to the best of my ability when I accepted him at 9, and I loved him all through high school. But I did not have deep roots, and I didn't know, I believed him for salvation, but I didn't know that he could be my healer, and I didn't know, well, that he could be my everything. I didn't know that, and so it wasn't until at 29, a friend invited me to Bible study, and it was an inductive Bible study, precepts Bible study to be exact, and literally it was like Alice walking through the looking glass. I felt like I was in a new world. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And the Word just became three-dimensional. And he gave me a hunger. And the more I studied, the more I wanted to study. It was, you know, voracious. And so
that's one of the things I've always enjoyed about our family's relationship with your family.
Yeah.
We're always talking about what are you reading in the Word, and you read a lot of good Christian authors, and
yeah.
I mentioned last time how you turned me on to Andrew Murray and others, and so that's one of the things. I enjoy those conversations, but I too, mine came a little bit later.
Yeah.
I developed around age 40 the insatiable appetite for God's Word.
Yeah.
And so, like you experienced, I had the same experience. And it was funny, nobody around me was experiencing the same thing, but I would bring...
Same here.
I would bring verses from the Bible and say, you see this? This is me.
Yeah.
I'm in here.
Yeah.
And people would look at me like, okay, well, you go, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say things and then there'd just be crickets. You know, because people look at you like you had three heads, and
yes.
I'm like, am I the only one getting this? Wait a minute. And so it's kind of a lonely place sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for me, really, one of the very special times of my day. I'm a morning person. I like to get up early in the morning. Nobody in my house is awake, and it's me, God, His Word, and I'm just digging in, and I'm saying every morning, God, what do you have for me in this? I'm just finishing a study on the book of Acts, which has been amazing, and I'm kind of reading and then rereading, and every time I find something new.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. I have a very similar routine to you. I'm kind of crazy. I have a study of God's word and prayer have been game changers for mm-hmm. me, complete and total. And it's transformed me, just like the verse in Romans 12, where Paul says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
That's my testimony. Mm-hmm. And so the more of God's word I can get into me, the better I am.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit reminds me during the day of his word. That's what he does. You know, he's a great reminder, and he's the comforter and the counselor. And so I have to be there early in the morning for my life to work, for me to work. So I'm right there with you. Totally.
So what are you reading right now? What is kind of talking to you and God's word right now? What's
jumping out at you? Well, what am I studying, or what do I, like, I brought, as you see, a couple of books here that I read in my devotion time, but what I'm studying, that's
yes.
separate from how I do my devotions.
Okay, well, what are you studying?
Okay, well, I'm studying the book of Ephesians, and it's funny, you know, your testimony is an ongoing thing. It's a process, it's a walk, and he's still, I barely know him, you know, that's mm-hmm. what I really realize, after studying and for all these years. I'm 51, so it's been a while, and I just feel like I just have touched the hem of his garment, mm-hmm. I just barely have grazed it, you know, but that's exciting, because that means there's so much
right.
more to learn, and so, but I'm studying Ephesians, and while I've been studying it, I realize what happened those 10 years between 19 and 29, and I've had a few hiccups since then, so, I mean, I don't want to sugarcoat it, you know. Like I've told you before, my walk is not linear. It's been kind of all over the place, but God is so gracious mm-hmm. and loving, and he picks me up by the scruff of my scrawny mm-hmm. neck and puts me back on the straight and narrow, and I have a few scars, but that's okay, because, you know, he's the healer,
yes.
so... Anyway, so I've been studying Ephesians, and as I've been studying this, I just realized, you know, at 19, I didn't know the gifts that he had already given me. I didn't know who I was in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he tells us, what Paul writes to the Ephesians, Paul's in prison in Rome, and he had already established a church. He'd been to Ephesus several times on missionary journeys, and had established a church there, if you want to call it a church. It was a group. And so he's writing to them to encourage them, to disciple them, which mm-hmm. is what I said, you know, I lacked mm-hmm. when I was a young person. And I, you know, as I'm reading this and studying this, I realized I didn't know that I had been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that he chose me in him before the foundation of the world, that I should be holy and blameless before him. I didn't know that that he had predestined me to adoption as the scripture says sons, I'm going to say a daughter, through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. That's something I didn't know. And I didn't know that I had already obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. You know, I don't know if I had known these things, I think I would have acted differently, because I'd have known what he had already given me, and also what my identity was. And one of the scriptures in chapter 2 here that really, really blesses me is verse 4, which says, but God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions,
mm-hmm.
made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
Mm.
That just blows my mind
mm-hmm.
that... You know, I've seen this, and I'm sure you've seen it too, some of those scripture quotes with the pictures on Facebook and Instagram and stuff. I've seen one that says, I loved you at your darkest.
Mm.
Listen, I've had some dark moments, some of which I jumped into with both feet. And so that just is such a blessing to me, to know that God loved me right there.
Let me ask you this question, and we're heading towards the break, but for any of our listeners who are going through that period, and you may know this period, where, you know, you've started to know the Lord, and then you fall and you end up in a sinful situation, and then you end up putting yourself in this mindset of, I'm not worthy.
Yes.
I'm probably not. He probably is not interested in anything I have to offer. So there's no sense. There's no hope. What would you say to anybody who's kind of, they want to turn that back around? They want to get back to that grace where they understand that God knew them before the foundation of the world, which you just so eloquently talked about. What would you say to them?
I would say, because I've struggled with that, and I still do, there's days when I struggle remembering all the sins that I've committed. You know, the enemy loves to remind you of that, too, by the way. It's, you know, he has a real heyday with that. I would say you're going to have to stand on truth, the truth of God's word, and not let your feelings really lie to you and condemn you, but go to the word and see what it says about you. Who are you in Christ? What has he done for you? What's already been done for you? That's a fact. Something I've told my daughters, you know, growing up, when they would say, but I feel, and of course our feelings are valid and our emotions are valid, but sometimes we need to look at what the facts are. And if God says that you are saved by grace, then you're saved by grace. It's truth. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to keep preaching to yourself.
Yes.
Kind of.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I preach to myself all the time.
Yes. And you know what I do when I find myself in that situation? Because like you, the enemy likes to come after me with, it's really a film of everything I've done wrong.
Oh, yeah. It's
and
real fun.
Likes to play the highlight reel.
Yeah.
But I take God's word and I personalize it. And I turn it kind of in an affirmation type
Absolutely.
Thing. And I start with from Jeremiah, where God says he loves me with an everlasting love. And then later on in Jeremiah, he says, for I know the plans I have for you. And I keep kind of repeating to myself that God has got a plan for me, and it's not a bad plan.
That's right. You know, I used to put that on an index card on my bathroom mirror, for I know the plans I have for you, because I struggled with depression for many years. And so there was many days where I thought, you know, I just can't do it anymore. So I would put the word on index cards and put them all over the house to remind me.
Yes.
Of truth.
Yes.
And it's when we get that truth sewn into the fabric of our being that we're transformed.
And it becomes the renewing of the mind.
There you go.
Lynn Cook, we are going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with more of Lynn's testimony, and we're going to dive deeper into God's Word. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks for joining us. We're going to take a break and be right back.
Have you thought about your child's education this fall? Well, now is the perfect time to explore your options. The Covenant School invites kids pre-K through 12 to spend a day with them this spring. Covenant families will tell you it is an exceptional place to learn and grow. Schedule a tour and get to know the Covenant School, where a strong Christian liberal arts and sciences education and vibrant culture create a community of learners and leaders. Call 220-7330 or visit covenantschool.org. What's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. From now until April 15th, AARP offers free tax counseling and preparation for all taxpayers with middle and low income tax brackets. A fundraising craft and vendor sale to benefit the Lake Monticello Volunteer Fire Department and Rescue Squad will be March 7th from 9 until 3 in the afternoon at the Lake Monticello Fire and Rescue Building. Artists from City Market, along with other artisans, will be displaying their creations at the 2015 City Market Arts on March 7th from 10 until 4 at Carver Recreation Center. The Sugar Hollow Three Bridges 5 and 10K race, sponsored by the Whitehall Ruritans, will be on March 14th. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at WCHV.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program, back with us, Lynn Cook. We call this Lynn Cook Part 2. Thank you for being with us again. One of the things I always like to pick your brain on you're always diving into the Word, but you're always reading some good Christian books. What is on your bookshelf today?
Today, well, I just finished this amazing book that I cannot recommend enough by a girl that actually lived in Charlottesville for a while. Her name is Sarah Haggerty, and she has just written, I think it was released in October, Every Bitter Thing is Sweet, Tasting the Goodness of God in All Things. And she has a blog also, everybitterthingissweet.com, and this book has... It's really stirred my heart. I devoured it because it's about worshiping God in the times of not yets, mm-hmm. when those things that we've asked for, he's not given, and mm-hmm. it's been years and years, and you're not seeing it, you know, and but praising him because and knowing that he's good, mm-hmm. even though there's things that you really want to happen that haven't happened yet. And I've got a lot of not yets in my life. and this has just reminded me of the faithfulness and goodness of God, no matter what circumstance mm-hmm. or season.
Mm-hmm.
So I highly recommend this book. These other two books that I brought, that I read in my devotion, Amy Carmichael, I've read everything that woman wrote. She lived in the late 1800s and started an orphanage in southern India, which is still in existence. Mm-hmm. And she wrote a lot of books while she was... founding the orphanage and working at the orphanage. She had an accident and was bedridden for, I think, 20 years. But during those 20 years, she wrote all the books that are still in print today.
Wow.
And this one, Thou Givest, They Gather, I read it like a devotional. She has a scripture, and then she talks about that scripture. And really, it's just kind of, I feel like Amy Carmichael would have been a blogger because she has kind of that feel. It's like what's going on in her daily life with the Lord.
Do you have any, that sort of reminds me of when you were talking about praising during your not yets,
mm-hmm.
and then you hear her story. Is it Amy Carmichael?
Amy
Carmichael's
mm-hmm.
story. And she had this horrible thing happen to her where she's bedridden for 3 years, but...
20.
How many?
20.
20 years. 20 years, and out of that comes this amazing gift of writing her, and so to me, I immediately, my mind starts to kind of wander over to Romans 8:28, for we know in all things God works for
the
good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
So it's hard for us in the moment, in the bedridden moment,
yeah.
in the not yet, and she
yets.
Had a pretty significant
she
not
did.
Yet.
She did.
And yet. God used that.
She's been like a spiritual mentor to me. And
wow.
Here it's, you know, 2015. And so I wouldn't be reading her words if she hadn't have been bedridden for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the same with Sarah Haggerty's stories. I don't want to ruin the story because I really would encourage you and your listeners to read it. But in her not yet, four lives were changed for, I mean, just astoundingly changed. Four lives were changed, and but it was a painful time for her. And so, he uses our pain. He uses everything to mold us, into what he designed before the foundations of the world.
Well, how do you reconcile now when you look back on your life that 10-year period? Are you able to look back on that and say, okay, I get it, God. I get the reason. I just wasn't ready. I needed to scrape my knees a little bit. I needed to kind of go out and realize that I got it. You needed to go out and realize that do not be conformed to the world.
Yes.
You needed to kind of go out and see if this might not put it the right way, but you had to go out and see if the world was going to provide you what you needed.
Yeah. I was trying to just fill the hole in my heart, mm-hmm. is what I was trying to do, because I was wanting love and attention. And as you know, I did beauty pageants. I modeled. And I think the attention from that was kind of a pseudo fix to what I think I needed on the inside, but it wasn't lasting. And so I was always looking for something. And even in getting married, you know, I thought my husband was just going to fix my every problem and meet my every need. And no one person can do that. Only one person can do that, actually. And so, so it wasn't until I truly surrendered everything to the Lord, that he came in and started a work of healing on me. And it's a process. And, you know, I'm still not there. I mean, I'm a work in progress. That's all I know to tell you. And so, and I'm still learning, you know, every day. I don't have this thing down at all.
I have a book. I bet you've read this, but I have a book for our listeners. Tim Keller. Love to read the Tim Keller stuff. Counterfeit Gods.
I've read Counterfeit Gods.
Counterfeit Gods talks about how, as a society, we're encouraged to, he calls it, I think, performance-ism, where we get our identity. And I fell into some of this in my athletic background, is that you get a sense of worth, a sense of approval from performing.
I still fight that today. I find it kind of, just like you, I feel it, like it morphs into other things in my life, even to the point of if I miss my time with the Lord in the morning, you know, I fight that. Oh, am I good enough? Oh, shoot. You know, I missed that. Didn't check that off the list today. So it's, you know, it's just, it's a real relationship where you just come back to the Lord in prayer and ask him, inviting him in to help you with that, you know, even the performance-driven stuff.
My life was changed forever when I realized that once you're united to Christ, you can rely on his performance.
Not
and
yours.
You no longer have to rely, and it takes all the pressure off.
It does.
I'm an old athlete, old field goal kicker, and we love to find ways to take the pressure off, because when you're a field goal kicker, there's a lot of pressure.
Yes, there
and
is.
So I've lived with, you know, gee, when you make the kick, everybody loves you, and when you miss it, you know what?
That's right.
You usually get cut.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you realize that, when you're united with Christ, that you're already accepted, and for me, when I found the book of Colossians and realized in that first chapter that I was qualified, that I was rescued, that I was redeemed, that I was forgiven. I get all that in Christ, and it has nothing to do with what I've done, but it's all what Jesus has done, and that changed my life forever.
For me, I have to have constant reminders. Just this morning in my quiet time with the Lord, I said, Lord, would you remind me that you love me even when I mess up?
No.
Because I have that performance thing in me that then I just fight against that.
Could you, for our listeners, I want to encourage you to check out Lynn Cook's blog. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And we're winding down the show.
Yes. My husband actually named it, but it's called ConfessionsOfAFormerBeautyQueen.com. And my husband completely named that. And I just talk about my walk with the Lord, daily walk. I've had some interviews on there with some authors. You get to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, I write it kind of all that. So
that's good stuff. Lynn Cook, it's so good to catch up with you.
Thank you.
And, you know, we are definitely going to have your husband Todd on the show, whether he wants to or not.
You'll have to convince him of that.
All right. In the last seconds here, give us one verse off the top of your head that comes to you right now that you want to send our listeners on their Sunday with.
Off the top of my head.
It's whatever comes to you.
Well, I've got a new favorite. I've always got a new favorite. But I love these verses from Ephesians, which is to lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Lynn Cook, that's good straight word right there.
Thank you
so much for joining us. We're going to have you on for part 3.
Okay.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Have a blessed Sunday.